This is the Voice Overwork podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at how to attract women, laugh your way to effortless dating and relationship, attracting women by knowing what they want in a man, female psychology for understanding them, written by Ray Asher. Narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. Men have been asking themselves for the secret of what it takes to be attractive to women since the dawn of time. They've tried countless ways, from crazy clothing and heavy colognes to pickup lines and putting up false fronts and mindsets. An endless line of gimmicks and games to get the girl. None of it has worked. The reason it hasn't worked is that instead of trying to understand women and their wants and desires, men assume that they can do it on the sly, with games and lies. And the majority of the time, they go down in flames. I've spent my life learning, talking to, and observing women. When I began dating, I was hopeless. I had no understanding of what women were looking for or what I could offer that would attract them. But after studying them and trial and error, I realized that there were certain rules about what they wanted and what they would respond to. I was just like many men, unhappy, unsuccessful with women. I didn't know how to flirt, how to talk to girls, or even how to dress in a way that put my assets out there for them to see. In many cases, I tried to just be friendly and talk with women in a more laid-back manner, but this was often too subtle for them to notice I was interested. But now I understand, and I want to share it with you. I'm going to show you exactly what women find attractive, not just on the outside, but also where it really counts, on the inside. You'll learn how to have the perfect first date on into a relationship where she will stay attracted to you. The real secret is that it's not that difficult. It's about mindset and confidence and how you view the world and opportunity. That is what will make you more attractive to women. So, let's get started. Part 1, Fundamentals. Chapter 1, What Do Women Find Attractive? Men try all sorts of things to try to be attractive to women. They try pickup lines and clothes that they think are going to impress them. They attempt being nice, being mean, and playing games. They make up stories and hooks, pretending to be someone they're not. But over and over they fail and don't understand why nothing works. It's because you're doing what you think women find attractive instead of what they really find attractive. When I was younger and in college, I thought I knew what women wanted in men. I tried it all, too, the lines, the bravado, even being the nice guy, but nothing worked. Then I started to pay attention and notice what worked for myself and other guys. I also paid attention to what wasn't working. I talked to women and my female friends, and over time, with lots of trial and error, I discovered exactly what it was that made women attracted to men. So, let's start with the external. The external is subjective. If you think you aren't good-looking, let's address that first. External attractiveness is subjective. Everybody has a different idea of what is attractive. It's true for men and women. Since you are a guy, let's look at it from your perspective in order to understand. Not every guy likes the same type of girl, right? Are your tastes different than your friends? Personally, I like tall, brunette women with curves. Doesn't mean I can't appreciate a shorter woman or blondes at all, but the first glance, total physical package that gets me going without a word, is the Angelina Jolie or Megan Fox type. I love the hair, the lips, and the body. Plus, Chapter 2, The Nice Guy. Is this you, the nice guy? Do you go out of your way to please a woman and give them everything they want? Do you put your own needs and desires aside to give women what they say they need, only to be put in a friend zone? Are you constantly failing with women even though you feel like you're giving them exactly what they want? Once upon a time, women always said that they want a nice guy. But
Do they really? No, they don't. They want a good guy. And there's a big difference. Where did nice guys come from? Many times, nice guys are created in their childhood. They may not have the same attitude in their makeup as other boys, with the drive to go after what they want. Maybe they're smaller or less masculine, or that they feel they aren't as attractive as other guys. Sometimes it's a learned behavior stemming from their parents, often their mothers. As children, they're taught that they'll get more by being good little boys and being pleasant and not disagreeable. They're taught that by going after what they want, they're actually being bad or causing disruption. As they grow up, these lessons are ingrained in the boys, and they begin to use it in their dating life. If it made mom happy, it must work for women in general, right? It might work for these guys once or twice to reinforce, but most of the time, the woman will show she isn't interested in taking this relationship to the next level. However, hope springs eternal, even with nice guys. They're always optimistic when it comes to getting what they want, so after their nice actions don't get them the girl, they just think it was the wrong situation. In some cases, they might act bitter or even wronged over the situation. They might even throw the friendship with the girl away, acting as if it doesn't matter to them. 3. The masculine mindset and what it means to be a man. There was a time when being a man meant a few things. Take care of your family. Stand up for yourself. Be honest. Some people would say drinking, fighting, and swearing. And, of course, getting the girl. That was it. Generations grew up with the concept that if you acted like John Wayne or James Bond, you were a man. Everything else be damned, as long as people looked up to you, you were a man. But as society has evolved and our view of the world has changed, it's become a bit more complicated. To me, being a man is more than just bringing home the bacon and being able to take care of yourself in a bar fight. It's deeper than that. It's about values and responsibility. It's not about age, but it is about experience. What does it mean to be a man? Responsibility. A man takes responsibility for himself and his actions. If he does something wrong, he makes amends and fixes what he did. He keeps his promises. If he has children, he cares for them and raises them properly. Partnership. There was a time when a man was expected to take on all responsibility himself. The woman stayed home and would never work. He would bring home a paycheck and work two jobs if he had to. The woman wasn't expected to be involved in matters of work or finance, just to keep the home clean and comfortable. As Michael Corleone said, "Never ask me about my business." Has that ever changed in modern times? With most families requiring both people to work just to survive, the changes in women's rights and pay, and a shifting of our society to a more for the Renaissance man. There was a time when men were looked up to if they had a number of skills. They would learn multiple languages, have talents in a variety of trades, and be versed in politics, philosophy, and business. We called them Renaissance men. One perfect example was U.S. President Thomas Jefferson. Besides being a founding father and helping draft the Declaration of Independence, he was an architect, author, farmer, and interested in dozens of other subjects on which he wrote numerous publications. Sometimes we call these people polymaths, but all it means is someone who is good at many different things. In modern society, people tend to stay in their comfort zones, only learning skills or information that is pertinent to their career or narrow fields of interest. And women hate that. Women like men who are adventurous, who know about things. It's not only to your benefit in the pursuit of women, but as a human being. By being more well-rounded and knowing other topics, you can be more successful in work, romance, and life in general. You'll have an interesting life, and any woman will want to be part of it. It makes you more interesting. You may have seen the famous beer campaign with the most interesting man in the world. Why was he interesting and appealing to women? It wasn't the beer he drank. It was the life he led. He had a variety of skills and did interesting things. To women, that is fascinating and sexy. I think author Robert Heinlein said it best. A human being should be able to change a diaper, plan an invasion, butcher a hog, con a ship, design a building, write a... Part 2, In the Field. Chapter 5, Wardrobe, Style, and Appearance. You've probably heard the saying, clothes make the man. While it can be taken a bit superficially, it is basically true. A man who dresses in his own style and has pride in themselves is always respected. People react to you based on your appearance. If you look well put together and have pride in how you look, people and women will treat you differently. You'll receive more respect and therefore be more successful. It radiates confidence and the sign of a man who knows how to be self-reliant. On the flip side, someone who does not know how to take care of themselves, whether it be clothing or personal hygiene, is going to come across as slovenly and lacking of self-esteem. So which reaction would you rather have to your appearance? Finding your own style. Some guys have no problem developing their own style when it comes to their clothing and accessories. Sometimes I think they might go overboard, but hey, they have a style, and I totally support that. When I talk about style, you don't have to become some identifiable stereotype or fashion model. It's just about knowing what clothes make you look good, as well as whether or not you like the feel and enjoy wearing them. We talked earlier about not being genuine. This isn't about taking on a persona. This is about finding your own vibe. And let's clear something up, gentlemen, right here and now. Shorts, a baseball cap, and flip-flops are not a style. I call it the frat boy look. This is not the look that most women are going to go for, especially if you're a few years post-college. I did it too for all of college and a few years after. Flip-flops and the ball cap turned backward. Then, as I figured out how women react and listen to them, as well as growing out of it and moving into the real world, I developed... Chapter 6, How to Build Confidence She Can See. It's one thing to say that women are attracted to confidence, but what if you have a problem with confidence? What if you're lacking in it? The great thing about confidence is that it can be built, and it's not that hard. You just need to create an environment where it can grow and develop in a healthy way. How to grow your confidence. Accomplish things. This is probably the simplest way to build your confidence. It's simple, but it works for everyone. Remember back when you were a kid and you were trying to learn to ride your bike? You didn't want to take those training wheels off because you didn't have the confidence you could keep that bike upright. But after practice, some help from an adult, and a leap of faith, those wheels came off, and you could ride unaided. So, you remember how confident you felt after that? When you accomplish things, you become more confident, not only in that skill, but across the board. You show yourself that you have skills and the ability to learn, and you will use that confidence in other areas. Work from the outside in. Dress yourself well and find your own personal style. I discussed this earlier, but it is just as important when it comes to your personal confidence. If you present yourself in a proper way, you will develop pride in your appearance, and that pride will, in turn, build your confidence. People will compliment you, and that will also add to your confidence. You don't have to spend huge amounts of money on clothes and grooming supplies. Just learn what works for you and presents you in the best light. Don't compare yourself to other people. You are your own individual with your own strengths and weaknesses. You have your own dreams and accomplishments, and when you try to hold them up against other people, it's not fair to yourself. All that happens is you tear yourself down and your confidence is soft. Chapter 7, The First Date. You talked to her. You both laughed together, and you got her number. Now, it's time for the first date. So, what do you need to do to make it a success? Be you. Make sure that you're not trying to put on an act or suddenly try to impress her on the date. Some guys think that now that there's a block of a few hours that they will be with the girl, they need to tell them stories, impress them with numerous activities on a single date. No, Just be yourself. Keep it light. No matter how much of a connection you may have, you don't want to fall into heavy topics like past or future relationships. Never go into a monologue about your ex or start talking about the future family you want to have. Keep it fun and light. Don't let the topics get too heavy, but that doesn't mean you have to stay out of deep conversations. Keep it simple. Don't plan a multitude of things that you're going to do. You don't want to plan a movie, dinner, going out afterward, and possibly throwing in plans for coffee and dessert. It can be stressful just going on a first date, and while all of these things are fun, you don't want to use them to overshadow the time you're spending together. While you want to do something fun, you want to be able to talk and get to know each other as well. There are a lot of great things that you can do on the first date to get them interested and to give you two the time to talk. Some of these include going on a picnic in the park. Doing this at night while you watch the sunset can be particularly amazing. Going to the library and checking out each other's favorite book. Meeting up for coffee. This helps to keep things more casual. Walk around the farmer's market. If you know that she likes to be out in nature, consider taking her to the nearest state park. Number 8. Sex. It's what we're all looking for, right? You may be the type of man who needs it almost every day and will be happy to have sex with any woman. Or you might be a bit more selective for physical or emotional reasons. It doesn't matter. Eventually, we all want to have sex. I'm guessing that's a big reason you picked up this book. Know your sex ed. It's hard to believe, but it seems like there's an increasing number of men who either didn't pay attention in sex ed classes, had cruddy ones, or were exempt from them altogether. They don't seem to know a lick about female anatomy, sex, or safe sex. Some of them barely know about their own anatomy. I remember talking to this one guy on Twitter who genuinely thought that women could hold their periods in and choose when they happen. Seriously. He thought that feminine products were unnecessary because they could just wait until they got to the bathroom if they wanted to. I'm perfectly comfortable in my masculinity and gender identity, but that's the closest I've ever come to being ashamed of being a man. Please, brush up on your sex ed before actually hitting the sack with someone. Why is that important? Because if you don't understand how it works, there is no way that you'll actually be good at it. Even if you know roughly what will make you feel good, if you don't understand or properly remember sex ed, you won't be able to figure out what will make her feel good. Trust me, it's a lot better when you can both enjoy it. Women will also be more attracted to you if you know your stuff in this area. It might not come up often in conversation, but if it does, looking informed is the much better option. Otherwise, you don't just look like a moron. You look like a misogynistic pig. Safety first. Part 3. In a relationship. Chapter 9, From Dating to a Relationship. So, this is the point where I know you're stopping and saying, wait a minute, what do you know about relationships? You're all about flirting and meeting women. Well, I'm going to blow your mind. Ready? I was married and got divorced, and it was one of the most successful relationships of my life. My wife and I were married for 7 years, and they were great. And yes, we got divorced, and that was painful. But because we communicated, we knew it was time. Nobody cheated. No one was in the wrong. It was just two people who realized that they wanted different things. Thanks to the nature of our relationship, we were able to know when it was time to call it quits. So, I do know how to have a successful relationship. Although my marriage ended, I don't see it as a failure. It ended on good terms, and we're good friends. The one. So, what happens when you reach that point where you're meeting women, but you want something a bit more? You want to meet someone to have a relationship with, maybe even get married. It happens, and it's all part of dating. What is the one to you? You need to sit down and figure out exactly what you're looking for in a relationship. If you don't, you could easily get into something and wake up a few years down the road thinking, how the hell did I get here? Ask yourself some questions. Am I ready to be monogamous? Do I want to have children? Is religion an issue to me? Do I have the time for a relationship right now? Do I have plans for the future that I don't want to change? What am I unwilling to accept? What importance is sex in a relationship? What do I find attractive and unattractive in a woman? Chapter 10, How to Be Happy in Your Relationship. Being happy in a relationship isn't difficult. There are ups and downs, but as long as you communicate and respect each other, you can have a long, happy relationship. Communication. Talking to each other in a relationship is vital. Tell each other your needs and be open and honest. Don't keep anything from each other. This doesn't mean you need to burden her with everything. Share how you feel, but you don't need to become overly sensitive and tell her every little feeling. Just be honest, respectful, and caring. Listen. This never changes. You need to listen whenever you're talking with a woman. It doesn't matter if it's the first time you met her or your first date, and this definitely doesn't change when you get into a relationship. She's going to give you all the information you need to keep her happy, as well as yourself. If you don't actively listen to her, you'll never know what that information is. Be honest. Tell her what you need in the relationship and how you feel. I'm not saying you have to become a fountain of emotion by any means, but she needs to know what you're thinking. She's not a mind reader. Don't keep secrets. Along with being honest, you can't keep secrets if you want to successfully communicate in your relationship. I'm not just talking about with your emotions, your plans, finances, family problems. These are all things that you shouldn't consciously keep from your partner. That doesn't mean that you should spill it all to her all at once. Rather, don't purposefully hide any of it from her. And if you feel bad about not telling her about something, that probably means that you should. Chapter 11, How to Keep Her Interested and Into You. There are different things that are going to keep women interested in the early stages versus when you've developed a relationship. Some things are always going to be true, though. Keep the relationship vital. Stay healthy. Suddenly, you're spending more and more time with someone whom you really like. Maybe you start skipping the gym a few times and eventually just stop going. You might even have moved in together and are enjoying that nesting period. Then, one day, you wake up and realize that you've gained over 20 pounds, your clothes don't fit, and your new girl isn't looking at you quite the same. It's natural to change your priorities when you start a relationship. Suddenly you have something that is fighting for top position in your life. You can't allow your own health and appearance to suffer. You need to take care of yourself, obviously, for your health and well-being, but that was also part of what attracted her to you. That drive to be in shape made her want to connect with you. If you lose that, you're changing, and while she may love the inside, you can't argue against the attraction she's losing. Part of being a successful man is taking care of your own priorities, and this is one of them, even in a relationship. Leave some mystery in your lives. Have you ever talked to an elderly married couple, and one of them says something to the effect of, "I still learn new things about them every day"? Yeah, it's really cute, but it says a lot about the mystery of relationships. You don't need to share every detail with her. Especially in the early days, keep some things back. Make her think what she does, and then fill in the blanks later. I talk more about this in How to Talk to Women. There's another area where... 12. When is it over? Relationships are great when they work, but there may come the point where things aren't what they used to be, and you need to make the decision, is it over? Taking stock of your relationship. If you're beginning to feel that a relationship isn't working for you, you need to take a step back and look at it with a clear head. If you have to, make a list, but I wouldn't suggest showing it to your girlfriend. Ask yourself the answers to these questions. Are your needs being met? When a relationship is working, both people feel as though they're being listened to, respected, and cared. As it progresses, this can change. If you feel your needs, whether they're emotional or physical, aren't being met, then something is wrong. You have every right to be happy in a relationship, and if you aren't getting what you need to say something. Be honest and calm, understanding that she might not have known what you needed. Do you need more time and better communication? Do you need more sex? Do you need more interaction or less? Every relationship is different. If you have communicated your needs and they still aren't being met, then you need to re-examine where the two of you stand. Are you starting to look elsewhere? When something good happens to you, the first person you should want to share it with is your partner in your relationship. But what if you find you really aren't that excited about sharing and would rather tell another friend, coworker, or other females? This is an obvious sign that things aren't what they once were. Even more than that, you find yourself thinking about sexual fulfillment from other women. Now, while it's normal for a guy to look at other women and enjoy it, if you're starting to fantasize and even considering pursuing... This has been How to Attract Women. Laugh your way to effortless dating and relationship. Attracting women by knowing what they want in a man. Female Psychology for Understanding Them, written by Ray Asher, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2020 by Ray Asher. Production copyright by Ray Asher. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.